we originally budgeted for 3 to 4 kilometers at the same price. Now we're paying, we're getting 1.4 kilometers instead of 3.3 to 4 kilometers. So this obviously is going to affect our cost for the connecting link for the next 10 years. It's doubled if you do that math. And the other point is that this was never, this was brought forth when the RFP went out. It wasn't for the 225 millimeters. The addendum was done on July the 19th, and then it was brought to council to approve here. But the change in scope of the project was never told to council on July the 25th. And all of a sudden, this has gone through, and we were never advised that it went from 2.2 kilometers to 1.4 kilometers. And the resolution we passed that night, this may be more for Luke, I guess, is that we passed a resolution for 2.2 kilometers. And I don't understand where this is all coming from.
So just to clarify, as a point of order, our report did say 1.4 kilometers in our report.
However.
Let me finish clarifying the point of clarification.
Okay, go ahead.
The question was already asked by Councillor Vojtashek why the resolution still said 2.2 kilometers, and the clerk at the time said it was his error and forgot to, and did not update it after that time.
And when did Councillor Vojtashek ask that question?
At our last council meeting.
2 weeks later. So that, I don't believe it was a typo, quite simply. Because the report that was given that night, we talked about the change of scope. In the recommendation, it talks about change of scope, but it doesn't talk about going from 2.2 to 1.4. That's why I asked for an executive summary. Let me finish, because the information wasn't there. I went back and watched the video several times. Luke talked about the extra cost for the paved shoulders that has basically doubled in price. He talked about the extra cost for streetlights, but he never once mentioned that we went from 140 millimeters to 225 millimeters, or that we went from 2.2 kilometers to 1.4 kilometers. That was totally omitted, and I think purposely so. And the
Councillor Dubot, Councillor Dubot, you're pointing out lying at this meeting. In bold letters, in the report.
Watch the video, Mayor Black.
In bold letters, in the report, it said the length of the road is 1.4 kilometers.
Yes, and you know what?
It wasn't omitted.
Yep. No, it was omitted in the report, the verbal report, which was very important. That should have been part of the report, is what I'm saying. And I went back and looked. The agenda that we got, that we usually get on Fridays, that report wasn't included in there. So, yeah, you know what? I missed it. But we didn't get the report till Monday, just before the council meeting. So that, no, let me finish. That didn't give us a lot of time to look at that. And I'm saying here, I'm pretty sure that every member of council missed that also. Because we passed, you go back and look, go look at the video. The resolution that we passed that night that was in front of me said 2.2 kilometers. And when it was read, which is also I have an issue with, Steph, when he read it, omitted 2.2 kilometers. He read everything else but that. So I have a problem with that. This is a proper resolution. And then we've got a signed resolution from yourself and the clerk on the same date, on July the 25th, that was passed that regarding construction of Highway 11 Wesley for 1.4 kilometers in the sum of $4.8 million. That was never passed that night. So this resolution, in my opinion, is illegal. And why was this done? I'd like to know why.
So, Councillor Dubot, let me clarify again. If you recall, the next day or 2 days after that meeting, I sent out an email. Clearly said that...
Okay, point of order.
I let you talk. You get to let me talk now.
If you want to debate, you have to step down.
You get to let me talk. You directed a question at me. Overruled. It's not a point of order. You directed a question at me. I'm answering it.
I'm appealing that. You are debating.
I'll ask for a vote of council. Does council wish to accept your appeal?
You are directly debating.
Councillor Dubot, you made an appeal. This is the procedure.
I'm appealing.
I'm denying you've directed a question at myself. I'm answering it. Council can decide if they want me to step down from the chair. So all in favor of Councillor Dubo's appeal? I have Councillor Dubo, Councillor Campbell, and Councillor Vojtashek. Opposed.
You're debating there.
It's the decision of council. Welcome to democracy.
You're not supposed to be debating. Step off the chair.
After the meeting, I sent out an email with a memo after talking with staff and said, council, you may be aware that you may not be aware that there was a mistake made.
Good point.
Would you like to have a special meeting before I signed a tender?
Say there was a mistake made.
If so... Please respond to this email and let me know you wish to have a special meeting to rediscuss before I sign the tender. Not a single response came back from that meeting until you follow up later and referenced at the following meeting saying, well, I was away from town and I didn't get that email before Tuesday.
The email wasn't from you, it was from the CEO. 3 days later.
You still received an email asking if you wanted a meeting
and
before I signed the tender.
You did not say there was a mistake. You just said there was a mistake. There's nothing here that said there was a mistake. Want to clarify, make sure that council is aware, to ensure council is clear and fully understands what work will be done. So why was that put forth? Because, quite simply, it wasn't discussed that night. And the emails from the CEO, not you, and there's nothing here that says there was a mistake. Nothing. and there was no typo, and it wasn't read, and in my opinion, in my understanding, resolutions have to be read in their entirety, and it was not. And the resolution that was in front of us that night was 2.2 kilometers. That's a fact.
I don't have an issue with that.
And then you signed a resolution for 1.4 kilometers a couple days later. That was never passed at council.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Following the email that asked council, this was the mistake made, and this was the actual approved part.
There is nothing here that's a mistake.
You want me, after confirming with council, if they want to rediscuss that it's 1.4 kilometers, to sign in a resolution and a tender that still says it's 2.2 kilometers?
Because it wasn't read. It was deliberately omitted in the verbal report and deliberately omitted. So then why wasn't it read in the resolution there?
You're making accusations that are unfounded in accusations, pure and simple,
no,
of your opinion.
Founded. Purely founded. All the documentation backs it up.
I disagree. Councillor Campbell.
I just asked a question. Under the municipal law, can the mayor legally sign a resolution and distribute it that has not been formally approved by the majority of council?
I'll defer your question to the clerk, but I'll suggest that the email it sent out for clarification purpose on what was approved.
That's not a vote.
I'm not having a vote. I said I will ask the clerk to confirm. But the email went out correcting the issue from 2.2 to 1.4 and asked if there was any objections or if council wanted to reconsider. Zero responses came back.
Point of information. Maybe I should read the memo. Council may want to reconsider some of the additional costs, streetlights and paved bike paths, in order to extend reconstruction from the Bruce Y further westerly towards the bottom of Ray Hill. No mention of a mistake, no mention of in regards to a vote. There was no vote, there was no meeting. And then, yeah, you signed a resolution that said 1.4 kilometers, which we never saw.
Well, Councillor Dubo, if you would like me to take a recess, I will dig up all the emails instead of you picking and selecting.
This is the only email we got 3 days after the fact.
I'm going to suggest it's not.